Yeah, these guys are fucking kings for sure. I'm not, but it's okay. Probably, I don't know, maybe you see this in mirror, I don't know. But it's cool. And it's like, it's fucking huge. I don't know, I'm gonna stay here for now. Maybe I'll take you there later.
I'm acting like she put a pin out. I used to be stuck on the page. Sont finis, retour aux affaires. La parade finira dans un tas de poussière. Une île de gravats en guise de station balnéaire. Qui en premier jettera la pierre? Qui fera tomber la barrière? Une balle dans la carotide. Qui prochaine tombe au cimetière? Qui ne prendra plus part à la danse? Sera assigné à résidence. Qui paiera d'un de ses cinq sens? Qui inversera la tendance? Ouais, je trafique mon son entre deux hors-pistes. Je prépare une guerre sonore agressive. Je tombe à la joue quand je me prends une gifle. Frère, sur ma vie, je vais leur faire regretter leur optimisme. Et si même reste que la pierre, j'ai quelques idées en tête. De quelques vitrines en pièces, si nous tombons par centaines. Que cette étreinte funéraire fasse brûler leur bannière. Je trafique mon monde comme une garagiste. Je prépare les bombes comme un Karachi. Je déclare pas mon nom, j'suis qu'un parasite. Ouais, j'suis pas non violente, mais j'reste pacifiste. Je trafique mon nom comme une garagiste. Je prépare les bombes comme un Karachi. Je déclare pas mon nom, j'suis qu'un parasite. Ouais, j'suis pas non violente, mais j'reste pacifiste. Je trafique mon nom comme une garagiste. Je suis pas non violente, mais je reste pacifiste. Je trafique mon monde comme une garagiste.
I mean, it's not a masterpiece, but what can you do? I'm rusty and shit. I'm actually pretty happy. And I think the seagulls are down with us. Clearly they are having some sort of rave party going on here. Seagulls are cool, man. Don't mess with the seagulls, because the seagulls, you know, they remember you. They look really silly and dumb, but they're actually quite smart birds, you know. And yeah, so I mean, this one goes out to Leah, to Rexy, to Tikov, to Esprit, to Bless, and real writers use Fediverse toys. I mean, not like I'm a real writer, but I am. This is good. I'm happy. Now it's all about picking up all this junk that everybody left here. Fuck those guys. This is toy behavior. Don't leave the fucking trash behind you. That's fucking fucked up. Like, why? Who's gonna pick it up for you? Like, me? Yeah. Fucker. Yeah, I am. Fucker. Why do I have to do this? I have to do this because you didn't. So I will do it, but first I will relax a little bit and I will let you watch this monkey doing his drawing in the now noise of this sweet music. This is a Technophobia, by the way. You should check it out. Get dark, but as you can see, never really gets dark here. Not at this time of the year anyway, which is nice because most of the rest of the time of the year it's actually really fucking dark. I'm not sure I did a very cool piece. Maybe I should be a lot cooler. I'm like streaming stuff. Like I'm like a cool kid now, so I should probably do some really cool stuff, but not really me, like I just do the shit that fucking, you know, makes me feel good, I guess. Yeah, I actually feel pretty good about it. And you know, I told them to this time, like next time, pick up their fucking trash, like, cause it's so fucking dirty here. And that's like, there's like this, I mean, we're free to do whatever the fuck we want here. There's this one rule, I mean, one rule is like, pick up your trash. How hard can it be? And I mean, it's not even a rule, it's like, you know, it's common sense, but I mean, pick up your trash, I mean, just pick it up, how hard can it be? Yeah, it's not hard. A lot of people asking, like, what is a toy? Yeah, well, I tell you, a toy is a person that doesn't pick up his trash. Yeah, that's a toy. So, I think it's about that time, we'll see. Now I'm gonna do this the art school essay kind of stuff. So basically, this is very deep, it's like this monkey and taking power over the wall, so it's like breaking the brick wall, you know, because you don't want to be another brick in the wall, right? And it's like, it's actually painting over the tag because, you know, it's about liberty, right? Just, you know, take freedom. It means, you know, you have to assume someone is going to take some freedom too. And maybe, like, prove some magic over your freedom. But, you know, if your freedom is respective of the other people's magic freedom, then probably everybody's cool. So there's, like, this synergy going on, but, the brick is... the brick wall is breaking, and then there's this kind of ugly piece, but, I mean, not too bad. And then there's like, yeah, pick up your fucking trash for fuck's sake. And then I made a little throw up here because, I mean, I should be on that wall too. I mean, probably it's only toys here, but it's good. I mean, you know, I don't mind. I'm not that eager to be a king anyway. I'm just a derp, and I like it. So now I'm going to pick everyone's trash up, which means I have to kind of put you on hold. But thank you for watching. It's been cool. I appreciated your company. I don't know if you were there even, but it was nice. I liked it. Thank you very much. Bye. And I'm not sure if anyone is like tuning in late or whatever, but I said I would take you on tour, so I am. And I'll show you what the fuck I'm up against. And I mean, it's pretty fucking dope. And like, we have this guy. I mean, he's everywhere in Stockholm, really. Fucking 70s crew, I mean, they're like legends. Everybody here is a legend. Probably except me, but, you know, contrary to most people who will have an opinion about my shit, you know, I did it. And that's pretty nice. I mean, I'm happy with that. I wish I was like this sort of universal genius that would, you know, be able to do anything at the highest level, but instead I'm sort of this average derp that do whatever the fuck I want on my level, and I'm pretty fine with that. Hey, you have to see this amazing cider spider. Like, this is some fucking straight up cider spider shit. Like, what the fuck is going on with this cider spider? So evil. And next to it you have this, I don't know what it is. I'm probably say something, so space pussy. Okay. There's some... Yeah, it's probably say space and pussy, but who cares? It's beautiful. This is some straight up ghosty shit. Like, what the fuck is going on with this ghosty shit? It's pretty fucking beautiful. I love it. Here we are, like, my sort of level. It's like, clearly you can see it's someone that knows what they're doing, but they're like, you know, using whatever they have, and might not be perfect, but it's good. It's pretty neat. And so this is some sort of like salt reserve. That's why you have this like white powder everywhere. I mean, it's kind of sick, and you can see like they've mixed the stones together. But it looks good. It looks fucking good. This is a pretty magic space. I mean, this is Stockholm. Normally, I mean, graffiti is really frowned upon in this place, and because, you know, it's really a weird place. But it's cool. Like, on the other side here, there's some rave going on, I think. I'm not going. It's too much of a walk. Like, I would have to kind of like walk and then cross the fucking bridge, and I don't know what. So I'm not doing that. But maybe some other time. Maybe. So I don't know if you guys ever watched the Robin comic, but